Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. If you can please dial for Yehuda ben Shifra, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, our David Soloveitchik, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, our Sawatskin from Plainfield, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, our Bran Spiegel, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Wachobas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit bat Wina, Wina, Leah bas Wachel, Leah Pesha bas Dina, and Leah bas Wachel, both of them, Miriam bat Sal Rezel, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Bor Tzvi Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Avraham Meir ben Bela Feger, Avraham Meir ben Bela Feger, Sprinzer bat Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Esther. If you can please down for all the cholim, they all need a refuah shleima b'kavov. Hashem shesend a refuah shleima b'kavov. So. This week's parsha is Vayetze. So Beis HaLevi said a tzaddik or tzaddikus, every move and every action they do is in order to serve Hashem. So this week's parsha starts out Vayetze Yaakov Mebe'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. So Yaakov resumed two mitzvahs. He was first leaving Be'er Sheva because Rivka told Yaakov in last week's parsha, please leave Eretz Yisrael because Esau is going to want to harm you. And Vayelech Harana, he was going to Haran because Yitzchak said to go find the Shidduch. So again, to see a tzaddik every move, vayetze vayelech was ordered to serve Hashem. Then we know that Yaakov Avinu fell on a rock, and instead of all the stones were fighting, please let Yaakov sleep under our head. And Hashem caused a miracle; all the stones should become one rock. So a David Goldwasser from Flatbush, Brooklyn, he said, why does Yaakov Avinu have to sleep on a rock? You're talking about Yaakov, a huge tzaddik, because Yaakov Avinu is going to Gullus, going to exile. So we're telling him and we're telling the Jewish people, don't get comfortable in exile. Don't get comfortable in Gullus. Eretz Yisrael is your home, not Gullus. Well, Yankee Rubin from Bowl Park said a little different shot. He said, because the rocks were fighting, you know, let Yaakov sleep on my head, Yaakov sleep on my head. Machlokas do not lead to comfortableness. Machlokas do not lead to comfortableness. Then it says, Hashem says to Yaakov, in Yazarecha ke'afa, your children be like dust. So the Sforno said one shot. He said, your children be like dirt. What do you mean ke'afa, like dirt? When your children feel like dirt, they're so depressed, they feel so low, then Hashem said, Fatsu Yamav Kedma, then they'll be all around the world, then they're going to be strong. Hashem's telling Yaakov, don't worry, even when your children are depressed, I'm going to make sure they pick themselves up and are strong. The Tzvor Ma'or, Tzvor Ma'or, said a little different shot. He said, dirt is two things. First of all, people walk on dirt. And second of all, dirt cover up the mace, cover up the dead people. What Hashem is telling Yaakov, the anti-Semites are going to treat B'nai Yisrael, are going to treat the Yidden, are going to treat the Jewish people. They're going to treat us like dust, like dirt. But don't worry, your children are going to be like dirt. They're going to be covering them up. They're going to be covering up the anti-Semites when Mashiach comes, hopefully Bekarov. Then a sefer called Torah Treasure, I think it quoted a sefer called Drash Iyun, said a little different shot. He said, dirt is attached to, you know, you can't take one piece of dirt. There's no way. There's always some dirt attached. There's no way to take off one little piece of speck of dirt. If you look at that, it'll be all little pieces of dirt attached to each other. But Hashem is telling Yaakov, don't worry, the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, will always be united with the Achdus. The Walag just said a different shot. What Shem is telling Yaakov, you know, tell your children to be like dirt. Be humble. Be an anav. Because then they'll be able to climb that ladder that Hashem showed Yaakov in, the ladder of Torah and mitzvahs. Because if you're pompous, if you're gaiva, you're going to think you're on the 50th rung of the ladder, but you don't have the other 49 rungs below you. You're going to fall. A humble person will think he's on the first floor, first rung. But because they're so humble, they'll be able to grow in Torah and mitzvahs and run up that ladder. Rav Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva, I think he called it Rav Avram Shor Shlita. He said, we said, Avram Avinu made Shachris, Yitzchak made Mincha, and Yaakov made Maariv. So a Shechter might be explaining what Avram Shor Shlita, but he said, you tell me, I said, Avram Davin Shach made Shachris. So you tell me, Avram didn't Davin Mincha Maariv, Yitzchak didn't Davin Maariv and Shachris, and Yaakov didn't Davin Shachris and Mincha. He said, you know, Avram Davin made Shachris, Yitzchak made Mincha, Yaakov made Maariv. So what's Pshat? So a Shechter, again, might be explaining what Avram Shor. He said, Avram made the cable. The cable for us today, the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, to daven Shachris to Hashem and reach Hashem, Avram Avinu made that cable. Yitzchak made it for Mincha and Yaakov made it for Maariv. And Rav Avram Shor said, Sulam, the Gematria Sulam is Kol. Kol is voice. What's voice? Davening. So what Hashem is telling Yaakov, you know, look at the cable you're making for Maariv. It's going to Shemayim. And Rabbi Avi Feiner points out, and Parsha Tov says, Vakoko Yaakov. One kol is for Torah, the other kol is for davening that Yaakov represents. So the Walag just said a little different shot. The Walag just added on. Why did Hashem show Yaakov into this ladder, not Avram and Yitzchak? Because Yaakov, of all the others, Yaakov is the first one to go into Galus, to exile for many years. So Hashem is telling Yaakov, you know, Balak said this, Hashem is telling Yaakov, you know, don't worry, I'm going to always be with you. You can take the power of davening wherever you are, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Mitzrayim, whether you're in America, whether you're in New York, New Jersey, California, Boston, Chicago, whether you're in Canada, Toronto, Montreal, or London, or Australia, you can always daven to Hashem. And that's why it's a ladder, because a ladder is movable. Hashem is telling Yaakov, you can always daven to me, take that ladder of tefillah, Wherever you want, you can always take the ladder tefillah. Well, Moti Katz, the former Roshiva, tells of Cleveland, just said a little different shot. He said, Yaakov Avinu, we know, was Ishtam Yosheva Olim. Yaakov Avinu was Torah. So being that he was Torah, And the ladder represents the excitement to learn Torah. The ladder represents that when someone learns and lives and keeps Torah, they can run up the ladder. The ladder represents the desire to learn Torah and keep the Torah. That's why Hashem's a ladder. The Walag just said, I know it's from last week's parsha, but it fits in this one. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. What do you mean sat in many tents? Because Yaakov learned Torah wherever he was. Whether it was Yitzchak Rivka, Shem Ve'eva, in the house of Lavan, with Esav, with the finding of the Malach, when Yosef HaTzadik was gone, with Mitzrayim, Yoshev Olim, he built many tents of Torah wherever he was, because Yaakov always learned Torah. Then it says, Rav Yirmiyah Newman, Rav Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago said another view of it. He said, Vayetze Yaakov Be'esheva Vayelech Chawana. Right? So what's Pshat? So Pshat is, but it says when Hashem told Yaakov, you know, Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, it's a Yisar Raglav. His feet became, might be based on Rashi, but his feet became light, very light. So what's going on? So Yirmiyah Newman said, when Yaakov, you know, had to leave Eretz Yisrael, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech, he walked slowly. He wasn't happy about leaving Eretz Yisrael. But when Hashem said to Yaakov, you know, don't worry, you're going to come back to Israel, you're going to come back to the land of Israel, Yisar Raglav, his feet became lighted. He ran, Yisar, his feet became light. He ran, because he knew he was coming back to Israel. But Yirmiyah Newman said this. Then it says, Yaakov Avinu woke up and said, same as it called Imrechein, before he said, Imrechein said, Yaakov Avinu told Hashem, if you give me clothes and water and food, I'll give Masi, I'll give a tenth of my money that I make to give to you. So Imrechein points out that, you know, by Avinu we stress Achnas Orchim. Here we, you know, here Hashem's talking about Yaakovino giving Maser. But we don't discuss whether Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rivka, Leah, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, keeping Shabbos or keeping Kashrus. We don't really discuss that. Or keeping Shat, you know, Zakdei Mechain, because when Avram and Yitzchak, and I'm sure the case of Yaakov, of Yitzchak also, giving up money in order to serve Hashem, keeping the mitzvah's money like Achnas Zochim or Maser. And we know they did this. So all the more so they kept Shabbos. All the more so they kept kosher. All the more so they didn't wear shatness. All the more so they just sneezed. Because what the Torah is trying to say, they were not commanded to give up money for mitzvahs. But they did it anyway. So we know they kept the other mitzvahs also. And Reichain said this. Then Yaakov Vina woke up and said, Anochi lo yidati, I didn't know, ma noah ha-makom hazeh. So I believe it's safe called Panim Yafas. Panim Yafas said one pshat, Anochi lo yidati. I didn't know, meaning Yaakovina Anochi lo yidati, I didn't know myself, meaning as Yaakov is such a humble person. Sorry, not Panim Yafas. It's Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes said this. Anochi lo yidati. And Yaakovina was such a humble person. He said, I didn't know this place. Anochi lo yidati. I know this was holy. This Anochi, I didn't know my great. It can't be because of me. It can't be because of me that this nevuah came. Manoa makom, this place must be an awesome place. This must place have a lot of kedusha, a lot of yira. That's why I got this nevuah. But not because of Anochi lo yidati, not because of me, because I'm not great. Panim Yafos says that a little. It said the same thing, but he said Shechina be'makom. The Shechina must be here. That's Panim Yafos said Anochi lo yidati. It can't be because of me that he came. It must be because the Shechina is here. That's why. Chanukah Satoyah said a little different shot. Chanukah Satoyah said that usually what you think about during the day, that's what you dream about at night. But that's Chanukah Satoyah said, Lo Yadati, I didn't know this. There's no way I didn't dream about this. So there's no way because of me that they had this nevuah. Then, what Sternbach Shlita said, another beautiful word. It says, when Yaakov and Lavan separated, it said, Lavan Shava Mekomo, Yaakov Halach B'Dako. So what Sternbach from Yushalayim Eor Kodesh said, a beautiful word. He said, Lavan returned to his evil ways. Yashav, he returned to his evil ways. Yaakov Halach B'Dako, Yaakov went on his ways. He was walking on the Ruchnius way. He was walking on the ladder of Torah, was constantly going up. And what Sternbach said, you see for me, a Lavan spent 20-something years near Yaakov at Tzadik, Yashav HaMekomo, he just went back to his evil ways. He didn't change at all. But Yaakov, Lach B'dako, was walking on the ladders of Torah. Then, and that Pshat V'yitzah Yaakov B'yishav V'yilichawana, despite leaving Eretzor, Yaakov V'yilich, he was still going on the ladder of Torah mitzvahs. He was still walking on it. Then what Sternbach from Yerushalayim said, another beautiful word. I think he points out, Rashi said that the Malachim from Eretz Yisrael came to greet Yaakov, and they even left Eretz Yisrael to greet Yaakov, who was going towards Eretz Yisrael. So what Zak was Sternbach, why the Malachim, who was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, leave Eretz Yisrael to greet Yaakov? Because Yaakov was going to Eretz Yisrael to go up the ladder of Ruchnis, ladder of spirituality. So Malachim said, we're going to lower ourselves to help out a Jew hire himself. We're going to lower ourselves if a Jew wants to hire themselves in order to keep Torah mitzvahs. So we're going to lower ourselves and leave Eretz Yisrael to help a Jew keep the Torah mitzvahs. But Shlomo Kluger said another beautiful verse. He said, Yamim Achadim, that, what does that mean? That he said Yaakov worked few days for Rachel and Meir, that it felt, the 7 years felt only like a couple of days. Zak was Shlomo Kluger. Let's say, example, I told you you're going to win $1 million in 2 months from now. That 2 months are going to seem like 50 years. So what do you mean? Yaakovina really wanted to marry Rachel Imenu. So what does it mean that it was a couple of days in the house in the eyes of Yaakov? Zak was Shlomo Kluger, because Yaakov said Rachel Imenu is a huge tzaddikus. It's like a Malach Hashem in a human body. Rachel is such a tzaddikus that she, almost like Yaakov saying she's great. What a zechus! What a merit for me to marry her. So therefore, reading that Yaakov viewed it was like a merit. It was a zechus that she was such a tzaddikus. Those years felt like a couple of days. it felt like the years he put into work for was like not even worth it. That like he should been working like 200 years. I think that's what Shlomo Kluger meant. He should have been working for 200 years to marry Rachel at Tzadikas. Then Rav Elimelech Biederman points out that Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel did not have children right away. They had to daven and cry to Hashem to let them have children. But Leah did. So what's going on? Zok Rav Elimelech Biederman from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the beginning, Leah cried and begged Hashem and cried to Hashem, please don't make sure I don't marry Esav. So Hashem said, being she cried then, I'm going to use those tears to make sure she's not barren, make sure she has children right away. Our Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, from Munas Yisrael in Borough Park, said that God, Rashi said God means mazel and also means chop, that he didn't have an ola, he already was born with a bris milah. So our Moshe Wolfson said when a Jewish baby boy is born, he doesn't have the full holiness of being a Jew until he gets the bris milah. Zuck, Rav Moshe Wolfson, and that's when we should say we are master when the baby has a bris milah, when he's a full Jew. Zuck, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, being that God already was born with a bris milah, that's why he's mazel. That's why we should mazel tov already. Because he already has a bris milah. He's a full-fledged Jew. He's a full-fledged Jew. And I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I'm going to leave you halachas. I'm just making sure. Yeah. One last thought. Well, Moshe Aaron Friedman, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Yerushalayim, said this. I thought it was a beautiful vort. Sulam is the same gematria as Sinai. Sinai represents Torah. Zokra Moshe Aaron Friedman from Yeshiva Meir in Eretz Yisrael. Sulam without a vav is the same numeric value as Sinai. 130. So why do you get rid of the vav by Sulam? Zakwa Moshe An Friedman, the only way one's going to grow in Torah, if someone says, I can only learn Torah if I have a good coffee, and if I have good shtender, if I have an air-conditioned room, I have a heater room, I have a great comfortable seat. If you're going to keep saying that, you're never going to learn Torah. The only way you're going to grow in Torah if you get rid of that vav. And that's why Sulam without a vav is saying Gematria Sinai. Again, I'm going to tell you halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. But if Yaakov Zeh Smith said, you know, a pigeon, a ben, the father of the baby boy has to pay a kohen, I think, 5 slaim. So the kohen gets that 5 slaim, has to give master of it. He has to give master of that 5 slaim. But Yaakov Zeh Smith said, let's say someone works for a job, for a business, a company, and the company takes out money out of that, the company pays the guy $100,000 a year, but before he pays $100,000, he takes money out of that to pay for the guy's health insurance or medical insurance. So therefore, the guy only gets $95,000, let's say. So Rav Nissen Korelitz Zatzal says, Rav Nissen Korelitz Zatzal was a big posek in Bnei Brak, but Nissen Korelitz Zatzal says, you only give maaseh on the money you get. You don't give maaseh money on what the boss pays for health insurance, even if it's out of your paycheck. If you never got the money in your hand, the meaning the boss took it out of your paycheck before he gave you the money, all you have now, all you get is $95,000 in your hand, you only pay maaseh money on the money you get in your hand. You don't pay maaseh money that the boss took out of your salary before he even gave it to you to pay for your medical insurance. It's just an example. Rav Heshi Kahan, he's a rev in Razuka's yeshiva in Flatbush. Rav Heshi Kahan writes on Shabbos, if you keep your oven on Shabbos and you want to open the door of the oven, and when you open the door of the oven, it causes the temperature to rise in the oven, and therefore it's going to cause high.